It's Tuesday, the 30th of December. The penultimate day. Seems to be that the end of the month throughout the year has come so rapidly. I just saw a massive flash of light way down to the south, southeast there, just for a second. Or maybe it was my eyes, but I'm sure it was. It's dark. Half light, I guess, I suppose. Difficult to tell when my wee LED floodlight is illuminating me. In the garden. It's a big change on this morning, which wasn't expected because I watched the forecast last night. Yesterday was such a gorgeous day. Clear blue skies, sunshine, frosty, brilliant. And the forecast for today, and this was late last evening, was to be a summer day. It's not. It's totally changed. It's mild, it's breezy. Hey ho. Quite a strong breeze, actually. I think I can see a difference in the skies in the morning now, this time. Just 8 o'clock, just left 8. I think I can, or maybe that's just me being optimistic. Apparently, and I did find out this, I think it was Adrian Wicks, I may be wrong, that pointed me in the direction. I just saw another flash in the sky. This is terrible. I just saw another flash in the southern skies. There's something going on, either in my head or with nature. Apparently, once we get by the 21st of December, it doesn't, the days, well, it depends where you are in the world, of course, but up here, the days do stretch every day from then on, but what happens is it continues to get darker in the mornings for a wee bit, but it's getting lighter in the evenings by more time, if you follow. So if it's still dark for another 2 or 3 minutes longer in the morning, but it's lighter in the evening by, say, maybe 7 or 8 minutes. I'm not, that's just numbers. Isn't it exciting? Isn't this all exciting stuff? Oh my god. Didn't sleep very well last night. My ear is getting so painful now, and I'm putting creams in and things, but the pain last night. Actually, it was worse once I lifted my head off the pillow. It's as if by the weight of my head was blocking off some pain, and as soon as I released the pressure from the pillow, ooh, bang, shooting pains all over. Oh my. What didn't help was that my wife didn't sleep well last night. Had a wee bit of indigestion and complained it was too warm in bed last night. Well, that was her own fault because she kept the central heating on until 10 o'clock at night, which we don't normally do. And I do not touch the central heating except put it off. I never put it on. I ain't getting held responsible for the gas bills. Now, the reason I don't put it on is I just leave it up to my wife, who, and being a woman, and this is a generalisation, tends to find their body temperature up and down all over the age, all over the day, so they can be sitting in the chair at 6 o'clock at night and be cold, 7 o'clock, far too warm. So I just leave it up to my wife. This is exciting talk this morning. Actually, it's not exciting, but it's observational. And that's it's also true, and people may not believe this, but it's also true that the longer you live with someone, that's going over there in the park. You do mentally patch in at times. It happens so often with us. It's incredible. Even yesterday, we were walking. No, it was the day before. Or no, it was yesterday. Give me a break. We were walking along into town. And we were talking about something. And then there was a silence for just a few seconds. And then I was about to say something about a certain person. Nothing bad, just something that happened. And just as I was about to mouth the words, my wife came out with exactly, not exactly the same words, but same subject and exactly what I was going to talk about. And that happens so many times, it's spooky. Well, maybe not spooky, maybe just, yeah, believing in telepathy, I don't know, or is it just a sixth sense of what your long-term partner in life. You just get so tuned into them that you kind of suspect, or sixth sense tells you, my struggling this morning to be coherent. But at least I'm feeling very good this morning. All the decorations were taken down yesterday. We spent quite a bit of time taking everything down. It's all back in its their boxes up in the attic. The living room and the conservatory, it looks bare. Even though they're not, but they just look bare. Even this morning, as I went in my room, I went to put fire up the remote controls for the trees and the Christmas lights, etc. that's in the conservatory. They're not a lot, just little things, but they're all work with remote control. I went to fire them up and forgot that they're nothing there, they're all in the attic, idle, redundant for another year. But I'm glad it's all done now. I can now relax over the next day, over Hug Money and New Year's Day. Mrs. Blackbird is sitting perched on the branch of a tree, keeping her eye on things. I'd say it's a lovely fresh morning. That fresh, mild air.